Don't touch that dial. All this hour, we are talking about what are the crucial components of American history. What do you need to know? It's a civics education class here on The Takeaway.
And there are many histories in America. As Patrick Henry Bass was saying earlier, you know, there's an African-American narrative, but there are parallel and very different narratives for the Irish, the Jewish story, Hispanics, Italians, Germans.
Yeah.
I was shocked when I lived in Chicago to learn that it was the Bosnians who built the subway in Chicago, Muslims, and that's why there are mosques on the north side of Chicago.
Interesting. You know, we have a short quiz, literally only three questions at our website that's a testing people's knowledge. And a number of people, at least a quarter of people, got these questions wrong. The first one is, why is July 4th, 1776 an important date, right? What important event happened? Did you take this quiz, John?
No, I'm too scared. I'm not going.
He's not taking it. But we have Kenneth Davis with us, the author of Don't Know Much About History, Don't Know Much About the Civil War, a number of titles. Can you tell us what the importance of the July 4th, 1776 date is?
Well, it is the day that the Continental Congress adopted Thomas Jefferson's draft of the Declaration of Independence. Most people would probably say it's the day that the Declaration was signed. But indeed, it was not signed by the Congress that day. The only man who signed it that day was John Hancock, the president of the
great
Congress.
Big signature.
No, the big signature came later.
Really?
And so King George can see it without his glasses. Is that true?
Yeah. That's what the story was.
Right.
So we're talking about historical truth here. That's what was always taught to us, that that's what John Hancock said.
But that's our whole point is the difference between stories and actual historical fact.
Well, he actually wrote it in big letters so that in the center, and everybody else had to sign in much smaller signatures around the edges. So we look at the Declaration of Independence, we see one signature, John Hancock. It has to do with ego and ambition as well, and those things are usually left out of the textbooks.
Okay, well, that's Kenneth Davis writing with us in this civics lesson, a New York Times bestselling author. And we have also with us an actual civics teacher, Mark Oglesby, teaches high school government at Howell High School in Michigan. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
You know, you're going to teach. We actually asked you the question, what are the important things people should know? And you took some time thinking about it, and you came up with a date, an event, a person, a song, and an idea. Five things that you think every American should know, right?
Yeah, and actually, I'd like to say hello to Mr. Davis too. He and I met in Seattle about 12 years ago, and I use his book in my classroom too. So that's great. But yeah, in talking about this, you know, this is a difficult question. You know, do you just pick five dates, and if so, which ones or people? And in going through it, things that people don't often cover for the event or the date, September 15th, 1963, the Civil Rights Movement but this is also the day of the 16th Street, Birmingham, Alabama, the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing. And while we cover the event 2 weeks prior, the March on Washington and Martin Luther King's speech, this Baptist church bombing, in which four little girls were killed, really pushes a large portion of America off of the fence to support this. And then you have people like Joan Baez, who write songs like Birmingham Sunday, that try to get this idea, this need of what is going on in America, at least in the South.
Okay, that's your event. We've got about 3.5 minutes, so we're going to take you through your other four. It's an amazing. He points out this event was actually what Martin Luther King was writing about from the Birmingham jail. But let's move on to your person.
The person is John Marshall.
Good one.
The first great Chief Justice. But he was elected to Congress. He was a Secretary of State, and he was also a Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. So he served in all three branches. But, you know, the important cases from our history, Marbury versus Madison, McCulloch versus Maryland, Gibbons versus Ogden, which established the power of the national government. It was really John Marshall who changed the nature of what the court was going to be like and set the precedence for future courts.
Marshall's opinions are evoked by the Supreme Court justices in almost every opinion.
I'd throw one more in there, that John Marshall presided over Aaron Burr's treason trial, which most people never learn about. I just happened to write about it in a new book called
Nation Rising.
No, most people don't know Aaron Burr was tried for treason. Thomas Jefferson used the full power of the presidency, the press, and the courts to get rid of his political rival.
Let's hear a little bit of the song that you chose here, Mark.
And the song I choose, during the 1920s, you know, we talk about the jazz age, we talk about the music, the roaring 20s, but Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday is just a tremendous song that is, Billie Holiday just uses her power, her voice, to show what is actually going on to African Americans and talking about lynchings.
Wait a second. Let's hold it. This song, let's hear a little bit of it.
Strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree.
That's about a lynching.
Yeah, the strange fruit is a person hanging from a tree, man being lynched.
And the reason you point this out is because, again, this is something which actually changed the conversation, right?
Yes.
In the civil rights.
She ended her concerts with this song.
Every time.
To leave an impression on the people. I mean, the waiters would stop serving. They would dim down the lights. I mean, they would change the lighting, to place emphasis on this song.
Mark, I realize it's difficult to put a time limit on historians when they get going, but we have about a minute and a half left, and I want to talk about your important law and your important idea.
Well, the law, I guess, just quickly, is that I would emphasize the Pure Food and Drug Act, which, it was investigative journalism that spurred Theodore Roosevelt to read the Jungle, which then helped push
by Upton Sinclair.
Yeah, but the idea, I mean, if there's one thing I want my civics students, my government students to get, is the idea that they need to think critically of the government. To me, that's the most important thing we can teach our citizens, our students, to be good citizens. They need to think critically of the government. So they need to know what the principles of government are, what the powers of government are. If government's doing something, do they have the right to do it? If not, what steps can we take? Using our First Amendment rights, using our rights to take things to court, even practicing civil disobedience, but to think critically, not be critical, but to think critically of the government.
Mark Oglesby, high school government and civics teacher at Howell High School in Howell, Michigan. I hope your students appreciate you, Mark.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy my students. I love my job.
Think critically, the Food and Drug Act because of Upton Sinclair's The Jungle, Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday, John Marshall and the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing. That's a good list.
Kenneth Davis, good list?
A very good list, but I'm thinking about this. There is actually a test of what we need to know. Most Americans don't take it. It's the Immigration and Naturalization Service.
The one you have to take to become a
citizen. I've given
Great
it to
point.
Audiences, and they don't do well.
They don't pass. Kenneth Davis, New York Times bestselling author, staying with us for this hour-long look at what is it we need to know about American mystery. History, maybe it is.
It's a good slip.
That's right, the Freudian slip there. Maybe it's the same one you need to become a citizen.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.